Colby had the ball at the Scott City 42-yard line. They were moving it down the field pretty good late third quarter. Scott City with the lead, though, 14-0 as we continue on to the fourth quarter. And it felt like for most of the second half, it was played really on Scott City's side of the 50. And most of the plays, you could say for a while, were deep into Scott City territory, but the Beaver defense was holding pretty strong. And they would have to have one more big stop here on fourth down from their Scott City 15-yard line. Colby with another opportunity to go for it. They would try the run this time after not having a lot of success through the air, but the front wall of Scott City made a big statement.
9 minutes to go. Scott City up 14-0. Colby with it. Fourth and six at the Scott City 14. Shotgun set up. A four-receiver set. Here's Myers back to pass. No, it's going to be quarterback draw, but Bowers swallows him up for a loss of one at the 15-yard line, and it's a turnover on downs with 8:52 to go.
It was a big night for Gabe Bowers there on his 18th birthday. He made the big stop there. He also had two kickoffs for touchbacks. He used the wind at his advantage there on both of those. But the Beavers would be pinned at their own 15-yard line, first and 10 with 8:52 to go. They were up 14-0, and so they needed to get out of their own, out of the shadows of their own goal line there. They would be penalized half the distance on a tripping penalty, and they'd be marked at their own 7, first down and about 18 to go for the first down. Scott City flipped the field on one play, and it was through the air.
For the Beavers at their own 7 here with 8:43 to go, up 14-0. Beavers will tighten up with that extra tackle and a tight end the right side. Back to passes. King has all kinds of time. Fires it wide open as Serrano. He'll make the catch. 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, 45. Oh, he stumbled trying to cut across, but he flips the field all the way to the Colby 40-yard line. That is a pickup on the play of 53 yards.
That would be the longest pass play of the year for Scott City. And Kevin Serrano, the big reception that dug Scott City out of a deep hole and into Colby territory. The Beavers would not yet be done through the air, and they would convert yet another pretty decent-sized pass play and set him up in the red zone.
King goes under center with a two-wing setup. Receiver right side. They'll send Jace Thomas in motion from left to right. King a play fake. Roll to his right. Steps up. Wants to chuck it downfield for Jace Thomas. He will make the catch and somersaults inside the 15 to the 13-yard line.
That 26-yard pass play set up the Beavers at the 13 of Colby. A first down play, a rush, net loss of 3 for Scott City. So they'd be second down and 13 from the 16-yard line. They would have an incomplete pass. Same on third down. But on fourth down, Scott City would strike gold once again, middle of the fourth quarter, in the middle of the end zone.
Scott City tonight is 2 of 3 on third downs, facing a fourth and 13 at the Colby 16-yard line, halfway point fourth quarter. Culp in motion, empty backfield. King will fire in the end zone for Triangle. He'll make the catch. It's a Scott City touchdown with 5:59 to go. 20-0. Scott City leads it.
Scott City ended up going 85 yards, but I guess if you include the penalty yards, you had to go 93 yards for that touchdown. 2 minutes and 53 seconds. They take off the clock and 9 plays with 5:59 to go. The Brady Welker PAT made it 21-0. You really felt it was going to be a Scott City victory. The final was not set in stone yet at that point, midway through that fourth quarter. And Colby's not a team that's going to come back in 21 points and 5:59, but you never know. Colby would return the football to their own 32-yard line. They would have 3 incomplete passes in a row, and they would not run much time off the clock. And on fourth down, desperation time. And the Scott City defense responded yet once again.
Colby O with 3 on fourth down tonight. 5:35 to go in the game. Scott City up 21-0. They have the only points of the second half. They'll send Carroll in motion. He'll split wide right. Myers now under pressure, and he will lead one. Now throws it up for grabs, and this is going to be almost intercepted, incomplete. Myers just got drilled by Gabe Bowers as he is slow to get up. But how about this Scott City defense rising to the occasion when they need to tonight?
Beavers would take over at the Colby 32-yard line with 5:28 to go in the game and a 21-0 lead. You think maybe they are going to just run the football and run as much time off the clock? Well, guess again.
Ball just outside the 31 at Colby for the Beavers, first and 10. tighten it up here. King will drop back to pass. He'll go for the jugular. It's Carson Froh, 15-10. Sidesteps, 5, end zone, touchdown. Scott City with 5:20 to go. And the dagger delivered on King's third touchdown of the pass of the night. And it's 27-0.
Great play call that time and a great execution there. The touchdown pass play. Scott City would lead 28-0 on a one-play 32-yard drive. And just took 8 seconds off the clock as they would lead it 28-0 with 5:20 to go. Colby would move the ball down the field in four plays, and 5:20 to go. They start at their own 34-yard line. They get to their own 42, where the Scott City defense had one final stand of the night.
Now man in motion is Carroll. Myers pump faking once. Always all kinds of time going for the home run ball, and it's going to be underthrown, and this time Serrano with the second pick as many weeks. He takes it across the 20, 25, across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Third turnover of the night for Colby with 3:54 to go, and Scott City will take over on the Serrano interception.
Kevin Serrano finally got that interception, and Scott City would take over at their own 36 with 3:54 to go and a 28-0 lead. They would just run the clock out. They had to have two penalties there at the end, but didn't matter. Scott City was able to run the clock out and run to a 28-0 victory over the Colby Eagles, and a big win for Scott City to improve to 5-2 on the year. More importantly, 4-0 in district play. We'll get into more of that when we come up here in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.